Hello, everybody.
Hi.
It is us, Tom and Dexter.
Yes.
No, I'm Dexter. You don't say yes when I say Dexter.
No, I say yes, it's Tom and Dexter. I was in agreement.
It is Thomas and Dexter streaming to you from our basement. It is February 15th, Sunday, 2009, and we are in Madison.
You haven't even told them what the show is yet.
Your Daily.
There you go.
Yourdaily.blogspot.com. Used to be daily, is no longer. It's your weekly.
Podcast is weekly.
At yourdaily.blogspot.com. And we're feeling pretty good tonight here.
You sound like a late night talk show host.
That's what I'm going for.
It's about 4 in the morning here.
And it's also, 9:38.
I have one correction for what you're saying. We're not streaming.
I like to call it streaming.
I know, but streaming's an entirely different thing. That's like live.
What would I call this?
This would be, I don't know, recording?
We are recording from our basement. It's
we're
going
to have to go through this
2009
again?
2009 in Madison.
Remind me not to correct you when you do this.
It's the day after Valentine's Day. This is yourdaily.blogspot.com. And we're going to give you the articles that he finds at work or with his morning coffee when he's doing his work.
Nice. Yes, so we're going
to
start off with
move your iPhone.
We actually
right next to my soda.
That's okay. That's good. We actually didn't do a show last week. We forgot to. You were sick last week. You were sick the whole
week.
My God, you were sick. You didn't. I mean, and it was like real sick. It wasn't like I just want to get out of school sick. It was. I mean, you literally barely moved from your bed the entire week. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's different from not moving from my chair.
That's very true, but you actually get up and go to school and then ask to go do things with your friends, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start off with the first story. The first story is, oh, and I forgot to install it on the browser so I could show you. But the first story is called Cornify, Unicorns and Rainbows on Demand. So what it is Cornify is a website, which you go to cornify.com, which is cornify.com. And there's a plugin that you drag to the top of your browser, the bookmark, and I almost want to do it just to show you. I think I am. So I'll explain it while I'm doing it.
February 5th, 2009, Thursday.
So what it is it says the site offers a browser button that gives you worldwide access to Cornify and add. Well, I can't read and do this at the same time, apparently. Cornify is the number one unicorn and rainbow service worldwide, giving websites sparkle around the world. Now, I just installed it on my browser. We're going to go back to the Your Daily website, and I can show Dexter what it does.
No.
So, let me scroll back down to the story we were at as it loads.
I can't wait to see it.
I know, I can't wait to show you. It's really funny. It's just something that... and now you're getting to see all the other stories we're going to talk about.
I'll look away.
Avert your eyes, Dexter.
Women.
So now I've dragged the Cornify button that's on the website up to the top of my browser where the bookmarks are. Okay, now you can look. Oh, wait. Is it still running?
It's Cornify.
It's still loading. Google Analytics is taking a while to load. Okay, now we hit the Cornify button, and adds unicorns and rainbows to any site that you're on just to make it that much more... fun. So we got some rainbows, we got kittens riding unicorns, we got a sparkly unicorn. Click it again and we've got another kitten and
Hello Kitty.
Then we've got like a little side of a van decal of a unicorn. So you just keep clicking that and it adds those to any website. So those are fun. And that's at cornify.com.
That's a spiffy little thing.
It is. I wish there was a way to get rid of them though without having to reload the page. So we'll just deal with it for now. The next story is... Google Book Search, 1.5 million books in your pocket, which that's got to be...
That's a big pocket.
It makes it difficult to walk.
That's one big pocket, Tom.
No, so what this is referring to is that Google Mobile Book Search has an addition now for any phone, the iPhone or Android phone. Well, I guess it's not any phone. But for like the Android phone or the iPhone, if you go to books.google.com/m in your iPhone or your Android phone, you can search the Google Books and you can basically just read all the books that they have on file there. I even put a thing on there, I may start reading again. I actually at work was, when I like to use my phone, which would be while I'm having my quote-unquote me time on the toilet. And I started reading some books on it. So that's kind of handy. So that's over at, like I said, books.google.com/M.
I could relearn how to read.
You read all the time.
No, I'm impersonating you. There's something about having a microphone that makes me want to impersonate other people who use microphones. And I don't know why.
Singers?
Well, I can't do that with this because if I touch it, it breaks.
Right.
But.
Gotcha.
I can do radio announcers, talk show hosts.
The next link that we have is titled Magnavision 1981 Laserdisc Demo, hosted by Leonard Nimoy. So over at universalhorrorsounds.blogspot.com, which is a new blog that I discovered, which is really cool, they have a video of... Okay, you know what DVDs are?
No.
Obviously. When I was growing up...
I split my mind.
When I was growing up, there was a new thing. They were just coming out, and DVDs were called Laserdiscs. And they were just new, and they were the size of... Do you know what a record album looks like?
Those are huge.
That was the size of the Laserdisc. So as you can see right here by the thing he's looking in, it's larger than a person's head. And it's showing a reflection of him in it. But they were like this big, and you put them into a tray just like a record player, only they were read with lasers. And the site actually shows him, or the video actually shows him explaining how they work, and he is learning this technology from a futuristic light source, which actually just kind of looks like when you put popcorn bags in the microwave, and then they get bigger when they're done. That's what this thing looks like, only they hollowed it out and put a light in it. And when it talked, it would blink on and off. So it looks like he's talking to... It's supposed to be like some futuristic being, and it actually just looks like a popcorn bag that has a light in it that blinks on and off. So it's a really weird video, but it's super funny to watch. And it was kind of cool. And that's over at Universal Horror Sounds, one word, .blogspot.com.
Apparently choking makes me laugh because my gag reflex was going, nah.
Because you're eating string cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I might have made loud noises with it as well.
One of our phones was just trying to connect. Did you hear that?
I'll check mine.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be either.
Probably me.
Probably me too. Mine is sitting closer to the computer. Anyway, okay, on to the next one.
I have a text.
Stupid idiotic pizza clippers. This isn't me calling it that. That's actually the name of the site. The site is Stupid Idiotic, which is excuse me. Almost burped while we were talking. The site is actually stupid and then iotic, so it's stupidiotic. You know what I'm saying.
He's having speech problems today.
No kidding. So what it is it's a pizza cutter that's actually scissors and a pie scoop thing. I don't know what the word for those would be. What the things that you use to get pie slices out, like from regular pies?
Oh, I totally know what this would be called.
Anyway, it's the mixture of the two. It's got the pie thing on the side of the scissors, so you start cutting, and then the pizza piece goes underneath. It is kind of neat. We don't eat nearly enough pizza to use this, but
start eating more pizza.
It says, cut and serve piping hot pizza slices without the stringy cheese messy mess. sharp serrated stainless steel scissor blades with a built-in wedge. It's a wedge shaped spatula. Anyway, prevents damage to pans and serving dishes.
I just licked string cheese very loud into the microphone. I'm sure that was very enjoyable for all you.
Enjoyful.
Listeners. Yes,
that's a good word.
It's a new word.
Speaking of made-up words,
the
next post. Hey, look at me! I'm doing the segues. We really did switch roles today. I said, speaking of new words, by Brants. This is a website basically done by a couple of female comedians, which they made a fake product, a ridiculous and ugly product for women. It's kind of like the mom pants thing that they did on Saturday Night Live, only these are Brants.
It's for people like my wellness teacher.
They're part bra, part pants solution. It's basically overalls with bras built into them. And it's got a funny video at the site over at buybrants.com. And they try to make it look like an actual infomercial.
I would find it very ironic if my wellness teacher was actually one of the like five people that listened to this show.
Right.
Because I just ridiculed her.
You kind of did. But that's okay. Why, does she wear mom pants?
Well, she wears her pants very high.
Really? It's always interesting when
it's
people
it's
make
actually
that
fashionable
fashion
on her.
It is. Okay. Nice.
And I think she looks very good and beautiful.
I see what you're doing. You're trying to save face now.
It makes you look 22 years younger. 22 and a half.
Gotcha. All right, we're moving on to the last story for today. This seems like it went by fast, but it didn't.
It really did.
We actually kind of...
We had fun here today.
We did have fun here today. All right, the last post for today is Han Solo encased in guacamole.
Apparently, they killed that actor?
Well, no, it's from Star Wars 2. Don't you remember at the end of Star Wars 2, Han Solo was traded, and they encased him in carbonite. And that's basically what this is.
Does he have bosoms?
Yes, let me get to why he does in this. Because what it is it's a contest, apparently, for like the best way to serve guacamole for a football party or something. And this person over at withoutpapers.com/guacbowl09, they basically, the person actually contacted the makeup guy for the Star Wars movie to get an exact replica he could copy of Han Solo's face from the famous graphite, frozen in graphite figure. So he bought that ahead of time because he knew it would be the most important part of the whole thing. And he was lucky enough to find, yeah, like you said, master makeup artist Bill Forsyth through the internet. So gotta love the internet. And the rest of it, if you click on it and go to the actual story, the rest of it is, that's a mannequin. So that's why it looks like the person has breasts, because it's basically a mannequin that, I don't know if it's a female mannequin or if just, you know how mannequins have like, you know, perfectly toned chests.
Of course.
If that's part of what's going through. But they have pictures of the whole creation of the process of making this guacamole, Han Solo encased in guacamole thing.
I would like to notify everybody that I am now officially finished with my string cheese.
Now that we're done with the
show. I would like to thank you for enjoying that wonderful snack with me tonight.
I enjoyed looking at the unicorns and rainbows sprinkling or twinkling on our screen.
It brightened the show.
It really did. It kind of got in the way because it lays on top of everything, but, you know, what can you do? It's
so
unicorns
everybody,
and rainbows.
That was your daily. This is your daily.blogspot.com.
I'm Tom.
February 15th, it was Sunday, February 15th, 2009, recording down in our basement in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that's not too much information for you.
It shouldn't be.
Yes, there are a lot of basements in Madison, I'd like to point out.
Oh, hold on. Right before you finish that, we actually had a comment on one of our stories.
We had a comment? No.
We did. And it's actually from something.
Coffee.
It's something we posted last week that we didn't do a show last week because you were sick. So it's funny, we got a comment on the site. And it was for a post I did that was basically Ricardo Montalban. Oh, no, we did do this one. Okay, sorry. This was a couple weeks ago. When the story about Ricardo Montalban, who died at 88, the person whose name is Coffee, apparently,
Hello, Coffee.
Wrote, it seems like Montalban, which they proved right there that I think, no, I spelled it right, okay. Seems like Montalban must have been a contender for Ladies' Man of the Year at least a few times during his lifetime. He was considered quite the ladies' man. He was considered quite the sexy Latin man. In his day. And as far as I can tell, his entire life he looked exactly the same. Except when he played Khan in the Star Wars movie. He was ripped in that movie. He had like this big old chest. I don't know if that's the way he always looked, but I always thought he was like a skinny little dude. But in that movie he was gigantic. No, no, no. It was weird. But for the most part, he looked exactly the same his entire life.
I'd like to give a shout out to my good friend Coffee and Ricardo Montalban. They're both very close friends of mine.
They
so,
are not.
You know,
well, if you
couldn't see that, but I just put my fist in the air.
You did. You did. It was nice that you actually acknowledged that audibly. If you would like to subscribe to the site, go to yourdaily.blogspot.com and see what I'm posting throughout the week.
From now on, I'm going to have you do the contact us thing because I'm not reading all of that crap.
That's fine. And you can continue to interrupt me while we're doing it.
I can.
And then you can subscribe to this podcast, which we do every week.
Which we do every week.
No, I said you can interrupt me, not mimic me.
I said you could do the contact information, not subscribe information.
If you have something you'd like to tell us about that you see, you could also email us at yourdaily@drop.io or leave us a voicemail at 1-646-495-9204 and then enter the code 85092. You got that? I still think we got to come up with a catchy jingle for that. So we'll think of that
like
for next time.
I would like to inform everybody that after laughing and breathing heavily, I made a cool noise that went like this.
Yeah, that was nice. All right, so join us again next week, and we will see you then, I guess. I feel like when I wrap it up, it doesn't seem like we finish. So I don't know. So anyway, we'll see you next time, everyone.
That was the end of
at your daily.blogspot.com.
It's the day after Valentine's Day.